ChristianLiveMadeEasy.com. Enter code R7 for a special discount. Call 1-866-598-6284 or visit MathMadeEasy.com and enter code R7 for a special discount now.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now.
800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problems solved. Call 800-291-6670 today.
I'm Rick Jackerman. Seven Kentucky players from this year's squad are leaving school to enter the NBA draft. Junior Willie Cauley-Stein, Karl-Anthony Towns, the Harrison twins, Aaron and Andrew, Dakari Johnson, Trey Lyles, and Devin Booker are all going into the draft. Steelers running back Le'Veon Bell has reportedly been suspended for 3 games for his arrest for driving under the influence and marijuana possession. He is apparently going to appeal the disciplinary action. Masters first round action, and Charlie Hoffman and Justin Rose are tied for the lead at 5 under par. In the clubhouse, Russell Henley, Bill Haas, and Paul Casey, as well as Ryan Palmer, are all another shot back. Webb Simpson among those 2 shots off the lead, and defending champ Bubba Watson in the clubhouse at 1 under par, 4 shots back. Phil Mickelson is 2 under par, still on the course at 14, and right now Tiger Woods even through 3 under par. Baseball action this afternoon. A big start today for Matt Harvey in Washington as the Mets lead the Nationals by a score of 6-0 through 5 1/3 innings. Harvey has allowed just 4 hits. He's walked 1 and struck out 8. Also this afternoon, the White Sox and Royals now in the top of the 4th. It's the Royals with a 1-0 lead looking for the sweep. The Indians in front of the Astros 2-0 in the bottom half of the 2nd. And also right now the Twins and Tigers are scoreless. Actually, they have not begun because they're delayed by inclement weather. NBA action tonight. The Heat host the Bulls. Miami trails Boston by a game for the 8th spot in the East. The Warriors and Blazers get together as well. I'm Rich Ackerman.
It's golf's first major of the season, the Masters. This is Ann Liguori. Listen to my live reports from Augusta right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to The Doug Gottlieb Show.
What up? It's The Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Coming at you from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studio. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every single day. Cubes doing what Cubes does. Spurs doing what the Spurs do. Tiger is 1 over. Phil is 2 under. And Rory in the middle. Welcome into The Doug Gottlieb Show. Justin Rose. Every rose has its thorn. With the exception of Justin Rose today, no thorns. 5 under, finished at 67. Man. I'm here three seconds, and my earpiece came out. That's how bad it was. I couldn't hear anything. Welcome in. Got a great show for you here on the Doug Gottlieb Show. Throughout the show, we're going to take you to Pittsburgh, where Le'Veon Bell was suspended for the first 3 games of next season, not just for smoking weed, but smoking weed while driving. The Mets are currently up 6-0, if you heard our sports update from Rich. But most importantly, Matt Harvey on the mound, so he is not allowed a run. We'll see He's through, what, four or five innings now? Five innings, I believe. Six innings. All right. And also, we're going to get to Kentucky, and we'll take you to Kentucky and tell you about the seven players that have put themselves into the NBA draft pool. Doesn't mean they're going to the NBA draft. It's one of those things that reads really good, like, oh, they're going to the NBA draft. Well, they're putting themselves, giving themselves the ability to be selected. But don't be surprised if at least one of them is not drafted and one or two of them are taken in the second round, which is only slightly better than not being drafted. Nonetheless, Masters Golf underway, which makes me yearn for the South, right? I mean, you just look at the weather. The azaleas don't do it for me as much as the sun does. But we get a chance, first chance to see Tiger. Tiger's body has held up to this point. We haven't seen those back issues. He struggled around the green. Three-jacked his first hole, right? That's where the bogey came from. So far, no Army golf. Left, right, left, right. Mostly straight down the middle, just struggled in terms of being around the green. We'll keep you updated and take you out to Augusta a little bit later on in the show. Let's start with kind of the news of the day, or the news of the moment. So about 20 minutes ago, Kentucky lined up seven dudes with John Calipari on stage and announced that all seven were going to the NBA draft. It would have been weird if there was like, hey, you know what? I know I sat up here, but I'm not going. John Calipari said this on what he told his players at the beginning of the season.
I got to tell you, we had a meeting to begin our year, and the meeting was based on them. And my comment was, I'm on a mission. My goal is to have eight of you have an opportunity to be drafted if you choose to put your name in the draft. That was from the beginning of the year. They also knew that that meant that they would have to be the most selfless, sharing, sacrificing group of young people ever in this game if that would have happened. And they were.
I don't know if they were the most selfless, the most sacrificing. Others have sacrificed. Others have been selfless. But I do think they did a really good job of sharing the spotlight, sharing the basketball, sharing the responsibilities to 38 consecutive wins, which ended in the national semifinals. I thought Cal was great because he knows it. He owns the situation. And even when players are making what I think many on the outside would deem, he says, hey, this is your choice. I'm for it. We're all in it. We'll make something good out of what others could deem as a negative. I think that's kind of the story here is, it's a lot like life. It's a lot like friendships. It's a lot like your relationship with your coworkers or with people who work for you if you're a boss or who you're working for if you're an employee. We talked about this yesterday in a different context. But look, there are people in jobs who, for whatever reason, there may be one or two things they do that drive their employer, that drive their teacher, that drive their parent, that drive their spouse crazy. That's kind of normal, right? And if you're the type of person that doesn't like that person or doesn't like their style or doesn't think they fit with your culture per se, you point out those one or two negatives. And if you do like them or you are all in on the idea of making your place of work or your place of school or whatever into a positive, what do? You overlook those negatives for the overall good, the greater good, right? It's like if you're John Calipari, you're sitting there and you're saying like, what the hell is Aaron Harrison doing? Aaron Harrison was the hero last year. He hit all those big shots. But like, what is he? Why is he going to the NBA draft? Because his twin brother's going? His twin brother's probably a second round pick. He's probably going to go undrafted or maybe very, very late second round. But I'd guess undrafted. He doesn't have a definable skill. Like, he's not a good enough shooter to be a shooter. He's not a good enough ball handler to be a point. He's a good basketball player. There's nothing inherently wrong with him as a basketball player. He's just a sophomore. And if he stayed in school for two more years, he might have a chance to be a star. And maybe then he'd be an NBA player. But as of now, He's just kind of a guy. He's a Jag, if you will. Just a guy. Dakari Johnson. He, like Anthony Davis, has a unibrow, but he, unlike Anthony Davis, doesn't have the overall skill set of Davis or of the other big men. And he'll probably get drafted maybe in the second round. I don't know. Maybe in the first round. He's a big guy who can kind of score. Doesn't have face-up ability. He's not terrible, but if it was me, I would say, hey, why don't you stay and learn to be a dominant big guy? You'll be the focal point of our offense. They have other players coming in, but if he stays, even Andrew Harrison, who really improved as a player from year one to year two, a 6 foot five and a half, maybe 6 foot six point guard, who can run a team, who can make a shot, who can make the plays. I don't think he's a starter. He's might go in the first round, probably go in the second round. Like, so if you're John Calipari and you sit down there and you look down, you're like, what the hell are those two guys doing here? Why are they doing this? But instead, what you do is you own the positivity of the moment. Hey, man, 38 wins, 7 guys in the pros. That doesn't mean that's how he truly feels or that he thinks it's the best thing. And maybe it's the best thing for his program to move on because he has a great incoming class. He'll have Alex Poitras back from the torn AC.